Welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and this is episode number 92 for May 20th, 2007. Coming up in a few minutes.
When you just open the doors in the still house, and there's this gleaming copper pot, and the smells and the sounds of a distillery. And it's real, just magical, really.
That's Evan Catanach. He spent more than 30 years at distilleries around Scotland and now spends his time traveling the world as a brand ambassador for the Diageo Classic Malts range. More with Evan and his wife, Melissa, in a few minutes. But first, let's look at the news. It's official now. After months of speculation, negotiation, and politicking, White & Mackay has finally been sold to Indian billionaire Vijay Mallya's United Spirits for £595 million, or about $1.2 billion. But here's what has happened since the deal was announced midweek. 1. Vivian Immerman announced he'll stay on after the sale as a consultant, and he gave every White & Mackay employee a bonus equal to 3 months' salary out of his share of the proceeds. 2. The Scotsman reports Vijay Mallya's already putting his mark on the business. He plans to invest about £10 million to double the production capacity at Invergordon Distillery to 80 million litres a year. That would make Invergordon the largest distillery in Scotland. The extra production will be destined for India, where demand is expected to increase once the country's tariffs on imported spirits are lowered. And that gets us back to politics. Mallya did not inherit White & Mackay's membership in the Scotch Whisky Association when he bought the company. SWA bylaws say a new owner has to reapply for membership, and Mallya has a month to decide whether he wants to join. If he does, he'll have to go along with the SWA's position on Indian whiskey. And if you haven't heard by now, almost all whiskey in India is made from molasses. Under European law, backed by the SWA, it can't be labeled as whiskey in Europe, where whiskey has to be made out of grains. Mallya has repeatedly called for that law to be changed. For its part, SWA spokesman David Williamson told me earlier this week that the association looks forward to working with Mallya. Let's get away from politics now. Gordon N. McPhail's Benromic Distillery has received another award for its Benromic Organic Single Malt. It won top whiskey honors at this year's Scottish Food and Drink Excellence Awards. Gordon N. McPhail's Michael Urquhart says it's like no other whiskey on the market. Literally.
Everything's organic, including the casks. And really what's quite interesting, they're virgin casks, first time that any spirit's gone into them. The casks were made from trees cut down from environmentally managed forests in Missouri. Casks made from that. And you get this lovely, deep, kind of walnut brown colour coming through. And the whiskey's only 6 years old. Really fantastic. Now, we're accredited by the Soil Association in the UK. We're looking to go and bridge the gap to make sure that it's accredited for the NOP here in the US, and fingers crossed, we'll hopefully get it in the market here in the US later this year.
By the way, Benromic had to use the first fill Missouri casks because used casks can't be certified as organic. An update now on Beam Global's plans for the first distillery bottling of Ardmore single malt. Ardmore Traditional will be available starting this month exclusively at duty-free stores around the world, with plans to start selling it at retailers in the fall. There's no age statement on the Ardmore. It's being aged in ex-bourbon barrels with a second maturation in small quarter casks. As I reported here last week, it's the first time an official distillery bottling of Ardmore has been available. Ardmore is the primary component of the Teacher's Highland Cream blend. Beam Global also has plans to put some more resources into the Teacher's brand as well. If you'll be traveling to Scotland or Ireland soon, there are a couple of updates on the tourism front. First, the Old Jameson Distillery in Dublin has received a facelift to mark its 10th anniversary as a tourist center. The upgrade includes changes to the guided tours, along with a new premium whiskey bar and expanded banquet facilities. Second, the famous Grouse Experience at Glenturret Distillery has added a VIP tour that gives visitors a chance to go into areas normally closed to visitors, including a tutored nosing and cask sampling session in one of the warehouses. The famous Grouse Experience has also added a new whiskey school. Just wanted to share an email I received this week taking issue with a wisecrack I made a few weeks ago in episode 89. You may remember the story about Woodford Reserve's Chris Morris and the $1,000 Kentucky Derby mint julep. Well, I made a joke that if Chris got to make one for Queen Elizabeth, that I hoped he didn't spill it while bowing. Well, in the spirit of fun, J.H. Richards of Grand Rapids, Michigan, took me to task. Here's what he had to say. Heavens no, that is not correct protocol at all. We do not bow to the Queen. We won the Revolutionary War, and we are completely independent of the monarchy. It is not at all proper for an American, let alone such an aristocratic, important public figure as a master distiller from Woodford Reserve. How gauche. Well, J.H., let it be said that I am no expert on protocol or etiquette. In fact, my family says that on a regular basis. However, I'm always glad to hear from you. Send your questions, suggestions, or etiquette advice to comments at whiskeycast.com. By the way, I've been collecting questions over the last few weeks, and we'll have a special questions and answers episode in the next few weeks. Coming up on the calendar of events, the London International Wine and Spirits Fair is this week. During the fair, the winners of the International Wine and Spirits competition in the Irish whiskey and scotch categories will be announced. More on that next week. Next weekend, the Islay Festival of Malt and Music gets underway. Each of the island's distilleries and the folks at Isle of Jura will host a special day for visitors. Fays Isle runs through June 3rd. The first Highland Whiskey Festival is June 2nd and 3rd, featuring events at Dalmore, Glenmorangie, Glen Ord, and Balblair distilleries. Of course, you'll find a complete list of whiskey events at the WhiskeyCast website. The address is www.whiskeycast.com. I'm not sure which job I'd rather have, being a distiller or getting paid to travel the world and talk about whiskey. Evan Katnach has done both. For the past 15 years, he's been a brand ambassador for Diageo's classic malts, but that's his second career. Before that, he worked the stills at some of Scotland's best distilleries, starting back in 1961.
Oh, I was looking for a job. And that's it, really. My father was farming, and I was looking for a job, and he gave up farming, and I moved into distilling in 1961 and retired in 1993, and that retirement just lasted a month when they asked me back again.
And now you're busier than ever.
I'm busier than ever now, yes.
Tell me about the distilleries. Give me the CV of the distilleries you spent from 61 to 93.
Ah, help, 15. There you go. Well, started in Balmenagh, and then I worked in Towie Moor and Glentochers and Benromach, which is now owned by Gordon MacPhail, and then actually managed St. Magdalene at Linlithgow, and then Lagavulin, and Dalwhinnie, and then Killeela, and then Colburn, and Craigamore, and finished up at Cardew.
How many of those are still operating?
I think they're all operating now. Towie Moor isn't. Towie Moor closed down because it was just a maltings. But all the rest are operating, not under Diageo, but under other people too.
What's the best part of this business?
The people. Because it's very much a people. It's a craft business, and it's made by craftsmen, and it's the people back home in Scotland and little communities that are just, they love what they do. They love the community, they love their area, and it is marvellous. All these little distilleries are great.
Paint the picture for me when you walk into that distillery in the morning. What's it like?
Oh, when you just open the doors in the still house, and there's this gleaming copper pots, and the smells and the sounds of a distillery. And it's real, just magical, really. You know, everywhere you go in a distillery, there's a different smell. You know, when I started in the maltings, you got that barley smell coming when it came into the malt barns, and then you soaked it, and as it was growing, and then drying it over a peat fire, and then the mashing and the fermentation, and then into the still house, and you just listen to the stills, and they're all bubbling away there, and it's just like an orchestra, really, because it's you hear all these wonderful sounds and wonderful smells. And then you walk outside and it's beautiful fresh air. or beautiful sea air, wherever you are. If you're standing on the coast in Talisker there, and there's a gale blowing in from the Atlantic, you just taste the sea on your lips, and it's absolutely wonderful, really. So, Melissa, my wife, she actually did an interview with me way, way back.
You did well, by the way.
Yeah, I know I did extremely well. Come on. And she actually was given a task to go to Scotland from America and go around the distilleries. So we did it. She did an interview with me first, and then she went on a tour around Scotland, drove herself around there, and then a number of years later we got together and we got married. So, and we've got a 6-year-old boy.
Congratulations.
So, this is Melissa. Melissa, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Hi. Nice to meet you.
What's it like trailing him around the country, around the world?
Exhausting. He goes everywhere with more energy than any 10 people I know. He's unbelievable. And he knows people everywhere he goes, which is the really unbelievable thing. Crossing any street in any major city, and not even just North America, anywhere, somebody knows Evan. If from there goes the kilt guy to Evan, how are you? Da, 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 da.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing, you know, with this great product here, you meet the most wonderful people, and you keep meeting them, and it's great to give people education.
Did you teach her to enjoy whiskey?
Oh, she loves whiskey. Oh, Melissa loves...
There isn't one I don't like. I like the... Not the big ones. Not so much the Islas, but anything else.
But did you like it before you met him?
I didn't know anything about it, so I can't answer that question. It's been a great education.
But, okay, Melissa's really got a great palate. I tell you what, I'll give her a whiskey and she can describe it.
The pressure's on.
This is the new...
I haven't tried that. Yeah. The Singleton, I haven't had that one yet.
I hadn't even tried it until the night.
And I've got a bottle of this I got 2 nights ago and I haven't tried it yet, so...
All right, so we'll try it out. Oh, it's lovely. It's so soft.
Yeah.
She's not even officially on the payroll.
No.
No, it's very soft. It's got a lot of sort of dark fruit, plums. What am I getting? Okay, raisins.
Yeah, that's just mine.
No, I hear prunes. That's not very marketing, but definitely like dark winter fruits. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Very smooth, not smoky, quite sweet. It's beautiful. Very, very drinkable. Very drinkable. It's going to make a lot of friends for whiskey. It's a very good whiskey for people who are just beginning to learn.
And somebody that's never, ever tasted it.
It's very friendly. It's not peaty. It's not real smoky. It's not enormous. It's not that fiery. It's like a lowland almost. It's very smooth, very sweet, very approachable.
Okay. So, and that's...
I've been very well trained.
Trained by an expert.
No, there's something special about whiskeys, really. But, you know, when you actually pick up a glass of Talisker, and having been there and experienced the sea and the mountains of Skye, and, you know, you're going away up into Speyside area, and you go to Craganmore, you know, right on the side of the Spey. It's really the softness and the wood smells and the whole country smell. It's just the smell of Scotland, really. And this reminds us of it today.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
It is such a Scottish day. Just walking into the piers, the mist on the river, you can't see a thing beyond your nose and the bite in the air. It's a great day for whiskey.
Yeah, it's good. It's so great. And of course, you know, I love what I do. And talk to people like yourself, Mark, and all the consumers that come in about wanting to know what's what. And
And if there's something new in the market, today it's great. We can tell them there is something new.
By the way, we were talking about the Singleton of Glendolen. That's the U.S. version of Diageo's new Singleton range. It's only available now in New Jersey and Illinois, but will expand to other U.S. markets soon. That's all for this episode of WhiskeyCast. Remember, my email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2007, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.